Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day, dear all our billion listeners.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
I feel like if we really tried, we could harmonize.
We easily can. My middle name is Harmony, so.
So it's like it comes natural to you?
Natural, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if that was a thing? Like your names determined your.
What are you good at?
Yeah.
I'm good at Alex.
I'm good at Renee, running.
Running.
That's not true. I feel like I have good form. I just don't have good like longevity when it comes to
endurance.
Yeah, endurance.
God, yeah. I mean, running is it's a hard thing to do. Anyway, but, yeah. Happy early Valentine's Day, guys. This is officially our Valentine's Day episode.
Woo!
You know, whatever Valentine's Day is.
The episode of love.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little different approach this time. In past years, we've talked about self-love, we've talked about actual love. We talked about self-love twice, actually.
Yeah.
So we want to take a little different approach, but we'll get to that in a sec. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Ooh! Oh my, you guys, this is my first Valentine's Day.
Ever.
In five years. With a partner, and I'm just so excited. Yeah, and me and my boyfriend we're a very datey couple. Like, we make it a thing to go on like specified dates, honestly, at least once a week.
Yep.
And so this just feels like an amplified version of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually, the weekend before, he's coming to the Bay Area to meet my parents, which is huge. And we're going to do a full day in Napa. So that's going to be, and it's going to be like a double date with my parents. So that's like part one of our Valentine's plans. Mm-hmm. And then when we get back, we're coming back a couple days before Valentine's Day, and we're thinking of doing like a staycation in New York and getting a hotel. And Valentine's Day night, I saw that Kamari, I've talked about him a couple times. He just dropped an album this past year. One of my favorite songs from him is Cherry Picking. His voice is fucking phenomenal. He has a show in Brooklyn Valentine's Day night. So
perfect time to have a show.
I know. I love it. So we're going to go see his show in Brooklyn, probably get a hotel in Brooklyn, and then my boyfriend is in charge of finding the restaurant.
You should do like a two night. Do like That's the what, night before and then the night of, because you're not going to want to come back to Manhattan from Brooklyn like all
midday.
Drunk.
Yeah.
From your
That's what we're thinking.
Your concert. Yeah. That'd be like more worth it too.
Yeah. The only thing is my boyfriend works the next day. So
on Valentine's Day?
No, after
the 15th.
Yeah. So
early, like opens.
I think he might be opening, which means 7 a.m. for him. Yeah. So it would just
He'd be leaving at like fucking 6 a.m. from Brooklyn.
Yeah. It would be kind of
a
lot.
But can he change it?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be so fucking ideal.
So it'll be either one or two nights. And then I'm thinking of the day before Valentine's Day, since we're flying in and we're going to be obviously beat from travel. Of booking us. I was looking at couple massages, but they're just so expensive in New York.
Yeah. They are, so especially expensive. If you want them to come here. Like, travel massages are expensive regardless.
Yeah, I don't think we'd do that. I think we'd want to like go to a place like, just to get like out of the house. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking
of. Did you get on Groupon?
I should look at Groupon. And then also there's a lot of like more low-key places down in like.
Down under.
Down in lower Manhattan, like Chinatown area.
That's true.
So we could
hit up Zarina.
Oh, yeah.
The place that they went was a couple's massage, too.
And she said it was like...
it was like $50 and it was the best massage she'd ever had.
Okay. Yep. I actually think I might have hit her up.
It's really... I think it was close to us, too.
Maybe I'll just book that the day we land.
Oh, that'd be so nice. After a flight, just like go get all massaged.
Yeah, massaged up.
I was going to say get touched. Get us like, in the mood.
But yeah.
Yeah. But like your body's sitting. That's all I ever want. After
yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm excited. So exciting. I'm super excited. This is like excited. Your
first relationship Valentine's Day in a long time. Yeah. And
because I mean,
can tell you're excited about
honestly,
it.
Like even I'll go as far as saying ever, because my past relationships, it was always like he would come home for work and just like throw a bouquet on the counter.
Right. Right.
Literally. Happy Valentine's Day. Maybe yeah. a card.
Just like acknowledge the day.
Yeah.
Rather than like celebrate it.
Right. And my boyfriend now, he's a full lover boy, loves going on dates, loves planning shit. So it's really exciting to be with someone who matches my energy when it comes to this kind of stuff.
You don't have to be like, oh, I'm asking too much. Like,
no,
you're not.
And
you never were.
No, I never
just wasn't a match.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I get you.
I'm excited. It's a season of love.
Season of love. I'm doing a girl's Valentine's Day. Liza's actually going to be in town. And because she's in a Netflix movie, which is crazy. Never told me she was doing that.
She never tells us anything.
She doesn't have to tell me. But like, you know, you'd think she your always, best friend would tell you like,
hey, I got this gig.
I booked a Netflix movie.
Right.
No, she just goes, it was like a month ago. She's like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I was like, literally nothing. I'm single. And she was like, are you going to be in New York? Like, yeah. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to be there for a premiere. I was like, ooh, what premiere? I'm thinking she's just going to like an event, right?
Like a PR thing.
Right. She's like, oh, no. I'm in a Netflix movie and it's coming out on Valentine's Day and I have press to do the day before. I was like,
she always like congrats, nonchalantly like shit, like
nuts. Drops it.
Yep.
For like all these big slips projects she does.
Like that.
Hilarious. So she blocked off the whole day for me, which like that's oh no, you spill. At least it's water. It's very, I know it's very hard for Liza to do. She's a busy gal, but I triple confirmed with her because we'll both be in the Bay the weekend before. And I'm like, okay, if you're not 100% to be here for Valentine's Day, I'm not trying to be in New York alone for Valentine's Day and I'll stay in the Bay with like my sister or something. She's like, no, I blocked off the day.
Love that.
So we're going to go to dinner, probably just go out, thinking maybe like a museum vibe during the day.
Fun.
Just like be out mm-hmm. of the house and like just go explore. It'll be fun. I love a good Galentine's Day.
Oh yeah, we did that last year. Mm-hmm. It was fun. We went to like a Galentine's event.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
wore oh, this yeah. top.
I was just thinking about what we wore. I wore the tuxedo shirt.
Yes,
but with like a skirt. Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
But like, I'm excited now to actually like go to like a dinner and like I don't want to go to an event. I want to like
yeah
have like quality
and
time.
And it'll be you two and like. Obviously, when you guys are together, there's a lot of catching up to do. Oh so God, it'll actually be like intimate time between you
there
two.
There is a lot of catching up.
Yeah.
Between Liza and I.
Right.
She actually, we catch up enough.
She knows everything.
Like she knows the gist, but like.
Details.
Yeah, there's a lot more to unpack here.
That's the best.
Yeah.
You went on two dates recently and they both hit you up for a second date.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's a flex.
I don't mean to flex.
As you should.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly assumed they would. I'm not surprised.
Because they turned out to be good dates.
They turned out to be good dates.
Right.
So like not surprised, but we'll see. We'll see like what we end up doing. I don't know. I'm just glad none of them tried to do like, hey, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Chill, dude.
God
we
bless.
Had one fucking date. I bet there's a lot of people that do that.
That'd be crazy.
Just to like, oh, it's coming up, so by default you're the last person I saw. Like I'm gonna spend it with you or ask to spend it with you.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's just not our style because maybe some people would like that.
Yeah.
The date would have to go so impeccably for me to be like, I want to be your Valentine.
And it would have to be one of those things where you're almost like mocking Valentine's Day where you're like, let's come over. Like we'll watch a movie. We'll make dinner. But we don't have to be romantic about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
That's where it could work. If they had, if like you match that sense of humor, you know?
Right. Even that, I would still need that person to be like.
Really comfortable with them.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
Let us know what your guys' Valentine's Day plans are. Or are you one of those people that are like, fuck it? Because I get that too. I've had my years of like, it literally is just another day. Like every year I always have a thought multiple times that day where I'm like, I don't know. I celebrate love every day.
Yeah.
But it is fun to lean into sometimes. That's why it's such a popular holiday.
Right.
Like, is what it is. Well, you know what I just realized? So to those of you listening, this is pre-recorded. By the time this comes out, we'll know the Super Bowl winner. Right now, we don't know.
And well, I guess everyone knows.
Oh, it's literally old news now. So who won, guys?
Yeah, who won?
But like, we don't know, like, future us.
Right.
It's just, maybe that only applies to us because like, this is so far in advance. I don't know. I just thought about that.
I get it.
Who do you think won?
I hope the Niners.
Did you see, I forget his name, one of the players though, you know that final catch? I don't know his name, but towards the end of the game and it was his final interception that like solidified that the Niners won.
Mm.
And he was interviewed on the field afterwards and he was like, all I'm saying is there was a ladybug on my shoe before I did that. And you know what that means.
Love him.
I know. So like, what if that's what that means? What if they're gonna win?
They just got a push of good luck.
I hope they win. But I have a feeling the part of me that feels like Super Bowl is rigged and, you know, all this Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce shit, like by default, if it is rigged, the Chiefs will win.
I think to the Taylor Swift point, the rigging was probably done to get the Chiefs to the Super Bowl to get more views. But as far as like winning, like we're already watching for Taylor Swift. It doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah. I see that point too, but like fame is greedy. Like, why? I don't think they're just going to be like, oh, okay, we're just happy we're here. Like, no, they're going to want to fucking annihilate, especially the way that they had been acting all season. Like, little fuckers. That one video of him, like, kicking the ball when that guy was trying to warm up with it. Like,
yeah, but I think it was against the Ravens.
Yeah. Like, just so little boy. Like, I don't know.
I just want to see the Niners win.
I do, too.
Especially, like, we're going to be in the Bay. It's going to be
so cool.
We're going to be around a whole bunch of Niner fans.
Oh, yeah. That's going to make it a scene.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun. I would love to see the Niners win. I think I'm going to wear Niners gear.
Yeah? Did you order anything?
No, but I will. My dad's going to wear.
Did he order it? You asked him?
No, but.
You assume.
I assume. He wouldn't. He probably did the researching when the Niners won.
Right.
My dad's a diehard Raider fan. So he's like, him and Christine are pissed that the Niners are going to the Super Bowl. He's wearing a shirt that says it's Taylor Swift in a Chiefs jersey and it says Swifty.
That is so good.
It's so good.
I love it. No, yeah, the household that we'll be with is all Raiders fans. Mm-hmm. And the ones that aren't are diehard Niners. Right. So it's like, we're going to really get.
It's going to be split.
A polarizing.
Right.
Energy. That's why I'm wearing a ref jersey. I'm just trying to stay neutral. Nobody can like talk mouth to me if so-and-so wins. Like,
right.
I'm just the ref.
Yep. I'm just I'm Bay Area bandwagoning that weekend.
100% me too. Even like the stories I posted when they won, I would have never done that if they were playing somebody else. No. But I only did it because it was the Bay Area.
Yeah. We just have to.
We just gotta represent.
We have to. Raiders will never be in the Super Bowl.
Literally ever. And once they are, like, check the Mayan calendar. Like, what's happening? I would actually like reevaluate the chances something of everything shifted. In my life. Something shifted. Or they completely like got hella money and were able to like get all the best players.
Right.
I mean, maybe they're making money from this new stadium in Vegas. I don't know.
Who knows? I also love that the Super Bowl is in the Raiders stadium because then I feel like the Niners are going to catch some kind of like Bay Area energy. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're almost going to be on their turf.
Right. I can't wait to look in the crowd and see who's wearing a Raiders jersey still.
Right.
Because there will be.
Oh, yeah.
There's still going to be like the pit of the Raiders people just like, this is my stadium.
Yep.
I'm just here.
We watched the last Niners game, obviously, and they were down by like, I think 14 points. And then me, Kristen, and my boyfriend were like, all right, let's take a breather. Let's go for a walk and go get a dessert. We went for a walk. We weren't gone.
Like at this point, we thought, oh, we're out of Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
We fully thought the Niners were going to lose. We come back from our walk not even 15 minutes later, and it was tied. And we were like, oh my God, it's because we went on a walk.
So now we're saying, I guess this is in the past now, so we'll see if it works. But if they're down at any point in the Super Bowl, three of us.
We have to get out of
there. We have to go like do a lap around the neighborhood and come back or something. Because I think it was because of us.
It's good juju. I think so too.
Guilty.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because
you know how many fucking fans say this? It's because I wore my one shirt.
Yep.
It's because I was standing the whole time. Like there's so many people that have that superstition with sports.
It's so funny.
It's so silly. Sports are so stupid.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter. Oh, I do love it though. I love to get a little drunkies. I love
getting into it. Yeah. You're doing a big like food platter.
Yep. Big food platter. I love like the drinking games with it. I'm just excited to like be in the Bay too. And honestly, I was telling Alex yesterday, like, I guess this is also in the past. We're both pretty much back in New York by the time this comes out. But this is the first time since we've moved here that I've been this excited to leave. I'd obviously have like, especially when I was doing my long distance shit, like I was still eager to get home to see him, but there was still this element of me that was like, okay, but that's the only thing I'm excited about. But I'm sad I'm leaving my routine in New York. I'm at a point right now where I'm like, get me out of New York.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to be out of New York for 2 weeks.
2 weeks is a long time.
Exactly. I think I have to also be that excited for it because it is. If I wasn't this excited for 2 weeks, that's going to be the longest 2 weeks of my life.
You would dread it.
I would dread it. But yeah, I'm just excited to like switch it up, get some fucking sun.
Yeah, the sun. This is a very long winter. Yes. This feels significantly longer than it did last year.
Because East Coast winter last year wasn't even fucking winter.
Right.
But like, I don't know. I miss Leanna. I miss Leanna so much. I'm excited to spend some time with her. See my sister, see my mom, see Phil. Like,
right. This is going to be the first time where you're going back to California and you're seeing other people besides Tanner. Like,
exactly.
You're making a point to have that quality time with everyone that you kind of like missed out on.
Right.
So that's probably a big part of it too.
Oh, yeah. Get me out of here. Mm. Well, it's irrelevant now. That's the thing about pre-recording, you guys. We have to do it because obviously we're traveling.
Right.
But like, then I always feel like we're not giving you the accurate updates before we hop into the topic.
Right. Well, the next episode, so next Monday's episode, you'll have a few weeks of of updates.
Yeah, you'll have
all
like
jam-packed.
How our trip went.
Right.
How Valentine's Day went. If I go on second dates with these men, how that went. Like, right. We'll be different women.
Lots of updates.
Stay tuned. You mentioned you want to do Song of the Day.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like so clearly we're all dressed up. Should we do what we're wearing first?
Oh, yeah. We dressed up because we are going to be talking about how we feel sexy and confident. And we're both people that feel that through expression of what we wear. So we figured let's put on something that makes us feel sexy.
You know what? I will say, though, I'm so used to, especially since we got the new set, I'm so used to being comfy and like really lounging.
I want to put my
chairs.
Knees up so bad right now. You have no idea.
So bad.
I want to just do this.
Oh, comfy though. See, you can. I'm in a skirt.
But like with my shoes, like.
See, I can't. I feel like if you think I'm looking stiff, it's because I am.
Because we are.
Because we are stiff. Because if I move anything, you're gonna get a nip slip, and my skirt's gonna open up. Right. So.
Don't these shoes look like Timothée Chalamet, guys, if you're on visual?
They do.
If you're on audio, I'd recommend coming over here real quick because they look exactly like him. It's uncanny.
You look like you tap dance.
I do. What are you wearing?
This is a skirt that I got from my friend Lex. She owns her own vintage boutique in the Bay Area. It's called Luna and Wolf. You should look it up on Instagram. It's really cute stuff. And then this pink top, I think, is Urban. Yeah, Urban. I literally have in like three different colors.
That's girlhood, knowing where your friend got something when they don't.
Yes. Because every time I come home with like packages.
I'm like, what'd you get? And we like talk about it. Yeah.
From where? So this is from, I want to say Princess Polly. Yeah. It's just like this cute sheer. I've actually never worn it before.
Well, here's the time.
Here's the day.
She's wearing slippers.
I'm wearing my cheetah slippers. They make me feel sexy.
Yeah, that's the sexiest part of the foot. Yeah. Show your ankles, you crazy girl.
Woo!
We'll start with the shoes. These are Jeffrey Campbell. I got them from Urban, but I'm sure you can get Jeffrey Campbell like everywhere. These pants are, oh my God, I'm so annoying. My whole outfit's from Urban.
It's okay.
I hate that shit. Like, I feel like such a loser.
Don't feel like a loser.
Urban has good stuff.
They do.
They have really bad stuff too, but they've gotten worse over the years, I will say.
I like Urban things when you can't tell it's from Urban. Like, you're wearing blue jeans, black. Like, this is a very sleek outfit that could be from anywhere.
From anywhere. You're right. Yeah, these jeans are from Urban. They're really cool, though. I don't know if you could see on visual, but the waistband is, like, not.
It doesn't have a waistband.
Right. The part of your classic pair of jeans that has the belt loops, imagine cutting below the belt loop, then that's what my jeans are.
Do they have belt loops?
No.
No.
They're nice. Literally just like that's pants. Nice. And I mean, you can't tell right now because I'm sitting down, but they look high rise right now. They're not. They're like
hips.
They're between low and mid because they're not high enough to be mid rise, but
like right under the belly button.
Right under the belly button, and like they rest perfectly on my hip bones. I really like them. They're my favorite jeans right now.
Those are from Urban?
These are from Urban, yes. And then I have this off the shoulder sweater from Urban. It's like, if you're on audio, it's like, you know, in Mean Girls when Regina George gets hit by the bus, it's that sweater that she's wearing.
Mm-hmm. She's wearing that after.
No, she's like, she gets hit. You're a homeschool jungle freak. That's a less hot version of me.
Oh, right, right. With the braid down the back.
Yeah. And then she has bra straps. I wanted to recreate that look, but.
Bra straps would be cute with this.
Yeah. Like a pop of color or something.
Yeah.
I don't really have bra to wear that's like a pop of color. Oh, I have that purple one.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cute. Whatever, yeah. And then my hair, I guess we'll kind of go into it. I feel the sexiest when my hair is down, but like behind my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I like it when it's big. Again, you can't really tell on visual because you can't see the back of my head. Right. These Mean Girls quotes. I like frizzy, big hair. That's when I feel my most sexy.
And when you tuck your like...
Keep the bangs out.
Yeah, the part behind your bangs when you tuck it like behind your ear so you see a little ear and yep. like, what are these? Your
collarbones.
Collarbones. Collarbones are a very underrated, sexy part of your body.
That's why I like this top. Like,
yeah.
I don't have a lot of boobs to offer, but that's why I like
you
showing.
Got some neck.
I got neck. I like showing my chest and like my clavicle and
yep.
like, if we were going out right now, I'd even put like shimmer on my collarbones and like I'm wearing like a simple gold necklace. Like it's such a pretty area on everybody to me.
Absolutely.
It's like so delicate.
It's so feminine.
It's so feminine.
Such a feminine part of your body.
It's so vulnerable too. I mean, even on some animalistic shit, your neck right. is very vulnerable. So to like show it and like put the hair behind, like it's very like, I don't know. It's inviting. It's delicate. But there's also like something regal about it to me.
Oh yeah. It's like, very strong.
Yes.
It's a very strong part of your body.
Yeah.
I love the little shoulder vibe.
A little nick. How do you feel sexy hair-wise?
Hair-wise. I feel like depending on whether or not I lean into my feminine side, I'll wear my hair up or down. Mm-hmm. I love like a good slick back bun so you could see. You could see my face, you could see everything. But when I wear my slick back bun, I lean more masculine.
Me too.
With my outfits at least. Mm-hmm. But when I lean more feminine, and you can feel sexy in both. When I lean more feminine, I do like a lot of pinks and florals and I go like stereotypical feminine. And that's when I wear my hair like up. Like right now I'm
like curled.
Curls and like, out. Yeah. Like yeah. pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty
like,
hair.
Like doll, like pageant-y almost. Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. The feminine, the masculine. I actually had that thought. While I was putting on this outfit, I wore this sweater the other night with a low bun and big hoops. I almost did that today, but to go off the episode, I do like if I have to pick one or the other, I am gonna do hair down. But I tend to feel more sexy when I dress like more masculine and androgynous. Mm. Like even this look right now, the pointed toe. Like I know you guys can see my ankle right now, but when these jeans go over the shoe, they peek out like very slightly. These are very wide legged. And then like, I don't know, with like a feminine top, like I like the juxtaposition. And that's when I feel most sexy is when I have a little bit of masculine. And I've always been that way. I've been thinking about this even last night when we were planning this episode and how we're going to talk about it. It really challenged me to think about like,
what made you feel sexy?
How do I feel sexy?
I felt like growing up, I've leaned more like, I'll put in quotes, tomboy. Yeah. I dressed oversized a lot. I definitely hid my femininity, especially because I was insecure with my breast size. Mm-hmm. I never leaned into having bigger breasts. But now that I've grown up and I feel like I've started to become more comfortable with like my sexuality and my like the feminine side of me, I definitely go way more feminine than masculine when I'm trying to be sexy. Like when I go more masculine, I'm pulling that tomboy out of me. And I feel like, especially when I picture like me going out with my boyfriend, I feel like I'm one of the guys that night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It affects like your attitude, like flirty you are and stuff.
My attitude, my energy, I feel more bold. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I go more feminine and I wear things like this and I'm more of a delicate personality.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm flirty and I bat my eyes and I use that energy throughout the night. So it depends on my mood and it depends on what side of me I want to channel.
I completely relate to that. Like to that point that has me thinking, I think that's why I like to dress more masculine because I feel more confident in that side of my personality.
Oh, and I feel more confident in the feminine side of my personality.
I've never been much of a feminine. I can channel it here and there. I'm not saying I'm just like straight up one or the other, but just all my life. And I think I get that from my mom too. Like she's a very masculine person. The men in my family are like very masculine men. Like I've kind of only ever been around masculine.
Right.
And even growing up when like girls would like do their makeup and this and the other thing, like I would do it. And like, obviously I'm wearing makeup right now. Like I wear makeup, but I never felt like fully into it the way like we're putting a lot of quotes in a lot of these generalizations this episode. So bear with us. The like traditional girly behavior.
Right.
But, and you said bold, you feel more bold. Mm-hmm. Bold is what makes me feel sexy because I know I can be bold. I know I can be confident. I know I can like hold down an energy and make the decisions and like
it's your strong suit.
So I tend to lean into that and it comes out through my clothes. But
right.
I'm trying to think of when I like feel feminine, maybe honestly like behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Like when I'm with my person and like, and not even just like when it's getting like sexual, just like behind closed doors. And even when I'm...
When you get more vulnerable.
When I get vulnerable and when I'm not wearing makeup and we're just like cozy, chilling, that's when I'm like, oh, I'm just a cute girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're in your feminine.
Right. But when I go out in public, I lean more masculine.
That's a good point. And it just goes to show that like feeling sexy, it really does start with confidence and how you feel confident, because when you feel confident, then you can feel it. You feel like you could take on the world. And like you said, you feel more confident when you're in your masculine energy. And I feel more confident when I'm in my feminine energy. And it's just how we nurture it.
Yeah.
And the more confidence we have going out or going on dates or like even finding a significant other or something like that, that's when we feel sexy.
Yep. It even applies to like outside of romantic stuff. Like,
oh yeah.
I remember in school, if I had like a big presentation that day, not only do I need to just make sure I love my outfit period, because like we started the episode with, you relate to clothes for both of us all of our lives. That's something we've bonded over is fashion. That is how I start my mindset of the day, is what type of outfit I'm putting on.
So you're gonna feel confident.
Right. So when I would have these like big presentations in school, I would have to like channel that like strong, powerful woman, like presenting in front of the head of Gap or some shit, you know, right. Like I needed to be like, ah, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I was forced to wear a cheer uniform every week of my life for 18 years.
That could be a thing.
I mean, and I hated it. Like some days it was fun. You know, when I liked days where I was forced to wear my cheer uniform when it was cold, because then we were allowed to do our pants in the top. I've never been a skirt girl.
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever. Never a dress girl. I'll do like a maxi. And it's not even because I'm like, oh, I don't like my legs. I just don't feel good in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get that. I was always really scared to wear like dresses and skirts.
Yeah.
Growing up, for some reason, I just felt like my personality was more tomboy. So I didn't even, it intimidated me
that's where I'm at.
Yeah. To wear dresses and skirts. But then, like I said, once I got more comfortable, like with my physical body and I started to lean into the femininity, then I was like, oh, this skirt makes me feel even more feminine and I feel even more confident in it.
Right.
So it is all about just like what makes you feel comfortable in your body.
Right. I wonder if I'll have a switch, but I mean, I'm 28.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because like even for New Year's, Alex picked out an outfit for me. Fire outfit, Pookie. Like
it was so cute.
It was so cute. It was like this cool lace, like slip dress with like tights and actually these shoes. So it was very like preppy and like a purple beret. Like it was a really cute outfit. But I put it on. When I dress feminine like that, I feel like a little girl. And I think that's why I don't like it.
Did you ever like dress up growing up? Like, did you ever have like princess heels or anything?
No, not at all. I've always been the most doll like I got was Bratz dolls. I was never a Barbie kid.
Which are still edgier and masculine.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah. Arguably. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a little girl, and I don't, maybe that's like a body confidence thing. Cause like, and I've even said this to you, like I have, you know, somewhat of a shape. Like I'm not like little girl body shaped or anything, but there's some dresses that like do just inevitably look so much better on someone with curves. And like, that's when I just feel like I'm like, it feels like I'm playing dress up. I'm putting on this dress that would look better on someone else. Like that was made for someone else. And then I just feel like I'm like standing there like awkward, like a stick.
Right. That's a good point. I actually wrote down dressing for your body type could really help you feel sexy. Mm-hmm. Finding things that enhance specific, not even like curves, but enhance specific parts of your body that you're already confident in.
But like you want to put out there.
Because that's the thing about sexiness is putting out, like exuding that energy of sexiness is all about bringing out the parts of you that are already, that you're already confident in. So
empowering yourself.
Exactly. Empowering yourself. So dressing for your body type does the work for you.
Yeah.
And it really did. Like I talked about it last episode, self-esteem is faking it till you make it. Mm-hmm. So if you're in an outfit that naturally enhances your physical, then that like does half the work for your confidence.
You look in the mirror and you're like, even though you're having a shitty day, you're like, oh wait, this actually looks really good.
Right.
And then boom, like the happy bar goes up one notch.
Yep.
And then that's where it starts, a snowball effect after that.
Like with all of this talk about physical, I don't want you to think that physical has 100% to do with confidence and feeling sexy. It is just like step one, because once you're
at least for us.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I feel like once you're at least comfortable in your physical, you relax your shoulders, mm-hmm. you stand a little taller. Like it is the ripple effect that you're talking about that makes you feel like you can own a room. And at the end of the day, like your personality and what you like, things you say, that carries in a room.
That's what like the glow is. Like, have you guys ever walked in a room or even like you're watching a show or something and you notice that that person, like, and they could even be like, back to the clothes point, they could even be wearing the most like, you know, quote unquote basic fit, but there's something that just like catches your eye.
Yep.
It's probably 99.99% sure that it's probably their mindset.
Yep.
And where they're at. And like, that's the type of glow that makes us attracted to, like, I think I put into like celebrity terms too. Mm-hmm. Certain celebrities, like
they own a room
naturally. And sure, I'm sure some people are like, well, yeah, it's because they're fucking rich, or yeah, because everybody knows who they are, so of course they're going to look at them.
But it's because they're confident.
Yeah. And I think that glows so much brighter than anything. And that's why, like, even when I was thinking about this episode, I'm like, it really does just depend on my headspace that day.
It really does.
Like a few episodes ago, we were saying like we both felt ugly that day.
Right.
And it was just because like I was in like a tired mood. I had a lot going on. Like, and I'm still working on how to have some control over that. Because even in like these past two dates I went on, the first one I went on was actually a really bad day for me. Mm-hmm. I got a call with some really fucking sad news and I still forced myself to go on the date, and you know, it was great. But like, it was that moment where I was like, shit, now like I'm going to be in my head and now I'm not going to present the best version of myself. And like, I don't know how to get through like, that. I really had to like fake it.
It's a lot of hard work.
Which that sounds bad. Like in some type of way, if he's listening to this, I wasn't faking it on the date. Like, yeah. It was still, and
I know
me.
I know what you mean. You almost have to like turn off the switch.
Yeah. But I don't know how.
Yeah. It's a lot of hard work.
And that's why I focused on my outfit.
Yeah.
I was like, how can I dress to like, you know, take off some edge here of
the, and that's where you start, because if you would have leaned in to the energy that you already had that day, you wouldn't have gone. You would have been, I mean, you probably would have hermited.
100%. That's all I wanted to do.
If you went on the date too, and like, because there's even nights where we're getting ready and we're like trying hella shit on. We even say out loud, I feel like I'm not going to like anything tonight.
Yes.
And it's because of our energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it can feel so like
discouraging,
impossible to change, but I'm working on it. I know it's possible. That's why I mean, that's why I went on the date. And like, I did still have a lot of fun and I was able to kind of distract and it was fun. But like, I don't know. It's so hard. I'm kind of just thinking about dating and like, I think it's just easy to wrap my head around that scenario to kind of give it like a textbook example of how to feel sexy.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm having an intellectual conversation, like the bar goes up.
Yeah. That's probably because like when you're sitting there, you feel like you flow better with more intellectual conversations. Mm-hmm. And you let your personality shine. Like it really brings out the confidence in you.
Yeah. But then also I really like being playful.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just depends on my mood.
It really does. It really does.
What about you for like topic wise?
I'm really trying to think because when it comes to that part of like feeling sexy, being intellectual, I really only do that with like my boyfriend during like my dating phase. I never got to that point that wasn't beyond like wearing a sexy outfit. Mm. Like I get.
That's an after thing for you.
Yeah.
We're literally
the opposite. I get intimate in the brain.
You lead with intimacy.
Yeah. Well, I get intimate in the brain when walls are already dropped with my boyfriend.
Got it.
Feel like I'm more physically like sexy and flirty and I have that like playful feminine energy. I could do that all day every day with anyone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like during my dating phase that was my confident energy, whereas once we break down those walls and when me and my boyfriend got to the point where like he started sleeping over and we started having those like really intimate talks in bed, that's when I feel like intellectually attracted to you.
Yeah.
That's a wall that comes down after.
I feel like every episode ends up being like, I relate to Alex or I relate to Kristen.
Right.
In this, who do you relate to right now?
Because it really is 50-50. You feel like feminine sexy after.
I need to be like feminine and physically sexy with someone. I need to already know that like we can connect intellectually so that I know where you're at with your like emotional intelligence. And it all boils down to assuring that this person's safe for me.
Mm.
It's totally a safety thing.
I get that.
Emotionally safe. Not like they're going to kill me. Like,
yeah, whatever.
If that's the way I go, that's the way I go. But like,
and I feel like I'm mixed in there too. Like I need to see, but this could be like an example of the opposite too, because my safety comes from whether I feel like physically safe with you.
That's crazy.
Like if you,
yeah,
I think about this a lot on dates. This is crazy. When I was dating around, I dated short, tall, big, small. Like I don't, when it comes to physical, I didn't really have a type, but I remember thinking like I was on a date with a smaller, shorter guy. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking like, if someone pulled up on us, I would be the one to swing. He would not be swinging. And with my current boyfriend, he's a big, strong guy.
Yeah.
And I am very physically safe with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a standard for me.
It's definitely a plus, the like physical safety.
Yeah.
We're getting out of sexual now. I know what you mean. Like on some primal shit.
Yeah.
Definitely a plus. And again, I've dated big, strong and everything, but I've also dated small, literally my size, as you know. I mean, honestly, and like looking back on those two different relationships with being with a big person and a small person, I was more masculine with the smaller guy.
Of course, naturally.
Naturally. I don't think it's solely because he was small. There were so many other elements of our personalities that brought out a lot of masculine in me. And he was a very feminine man. There was a lot of things I liked about that too. It's like the control and I like, you know, so I don't know which I prefer, but I see what you mean about like if someone pulled up.
No, that's like, it's literally, it's one.
Cause I had that thought too when we were together, like, no, I probably would have kicked ass.
Yeah. And you would have to because he's not about to throw hands. It's something that I'm like making this connection now. I think about this on every first date I've ever been on.
You what like would have happen? That.
Yeah. Who would be the one to like save us? And if it's me, then I feel like he's pulling out the masculine in me and it, like I'm not comfortable there.
You just don't want that, yeah.
Even walking around New York with my current boyfriend, I'm always like tucked under his arm,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel more at ease.
Yeah. There's something primal there.
There, yeah.
That's a thing.
One of my first serious relationships in high school, we were literally, I was a little bit bigger than him, taller and just bigger in general. And I remember getting out of that relationship thinking, I want someone to make me feel more feminine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had never had it at that point.
Right. That was your first.
Right.
For the most part, your first like serious.
And I think after having like that aha moment of some like wanting someone else to pull out the feminine in me, then I was like, okay, this is now a standard.
Right. And I'm kind of there right now. Obviously, like I said, I've been very comfortable in the masculine all my life and in my past, my recent relationship. And that's why I'm like, maybe I need someone to pull the feminine out of me now.
Yeah, totally.
And I've even talked about this in therapy, and like, she knows I'm dating right now. And we've talked about like my mindset going into these dates. And I do this purely out of honestly enjoyment. I love coordinating things. I love planning things. It's like fun for me. And these past two dates, I've like literally been like, oh, it's up to you. You pick a place. And that has to be a conscious decision of mine though, to release that control and allow the other person to make the plan and take the initiative that usually does put me into my masculine. So I'll keep you updated on how that goes. That's just something I'm kind of toying with to see if
that's what pulls the femininity out of you.
Right. I'm like, I'm at a point where I'm like, do I like the masculine because it's me, or do I like it because it's all I know?
Yeah. Good point.
So I'm seeing if I try the other, is that going to pull something out of me?
And that's the sort of aha moment that I had when I was like, wait, feminine makes me feel more confident the second I had an experience with it. So like maybe there is something that, you know, you could almost formulate where that does make you feel more feminine and brings out a confidence that you've never had in your masculine.
Right. I felt feminine in like my early 20s. But like there was also parts about that I didn't like. I felt like I felt out of control.
Yeah.
I felt out of control and I felt.
But you also had control issues at that age that you don't have anymore.
Right.
Like you've worked really hard in therapy on your control issues. Mm-hmm. And now that you don't have those specific control like needs.
Habits.
Maybe. Now, if someone were to put you in that feminine, you didn't feel the need to control anymore.
What if I like?
What if you are just like a woman?
Woman. What if I'm like super girly or something? I don't think it'll go that.
That's like stark.
That's like, yeah, it's very black and white, but.
No, but like maybe because I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think like when your ex, when you were in your early 20s, would do like the planning, or when he
loved it.
Yeah, you loved it. But then there was also probably a part of you that was like, I should have done this.
Yes, there was. There'd be times where we'd both plan something. I'd be like, well, fuck, which one do we do now?
Yeah.
And like, it would like start an argument, but that's a whole other issue.
But like you, right. But like you toying with this new thing where you want like the other guy to like plan the date and everything. Maybe this will just like let you relax your shoulders and
feel okay.
Good.
It did. And like,
you didn't feel any, like when they planned the dates, you didn't feel any need to like control where you were going.
No.
That's great.
The initial, like I said, the initial text, the initial conversation to pass the baton, if you will.
Yeah.
That took some conscious doing. But then the second I'm sitting there at this bar that I didn't plan on going to, I was like, oh, this is sick.
You're safe.
And right. I felt safe. And like also the paying part, like both dates, they both fully picked up the whole night.
Love
which
that.
I'm not fucking used to that.
Right. Right.
I'm not used to that. Like my last relationship, I was a sugar mama.
Yeah. You guys didn't split?
Sometimes. But when I could like read the situation financially and realize it was something that like
you would pick up unspoken.
Right. Which I think there's nothing wrong with that too. Like there's time and place for that. But that, you know, to that point, that's another standard that I think I have is like, I like to do things.
And that,
I want someone who's like down to spend money on experiences.
Yes. It really does.
And
make
that's
a
why
difference.
I was paying for it last time because like he didn't necessarily have the money to spend on experiences. And I'm not out here. Trust me, I'm not out here saying I need to be with someone who has money. I'm just saying where you put your money.
Where you value.
Where you value your money.
Yeah. And that's like, huge.
Yeah.
And that naturally, you having to pay for every experience and plan every experience, that naturally
felt very masculine.
Yeah. That very much takes you out of your feminine.
Yep. I get that. Throw a little surprise for me.
Yeah.
That's all I ever want.
Yeah. I think you'll get it. You will. It takes time and it does take the little bit of forcing to not budge on that standard.
Yeah.
Because the second you do go on a date with someone who kind of puts you back in that place that you've been, it'll just feel natural. And then you're like, wait, no, I want this.
That's why I'm doing it right out the gate.
Yeah.
Like,
again, you have to set the standard early.
Literally before our first date, I'm already like, oh, you pick.
Yep.
Because like we talk about this a lot, even when you meet new friends or coworkers or you're dating someone new, human exchange, you really got to set day one of like your first impression of each other. Because that's when people like humans naturally conform to power dynamics.
Yep.
It's subconscious and it's so primal and it's so normal. Like think about your friend group, right? Like you have the person that's going to like, we'll do a pitcher of margarita for the table. And like, they're not going to ask anybody. You have like the alpha.
Right.
And then you have the person that's like super good with the flow. And then you have the person that's like quiet, but like confident still. And you know, there's so many dynamics in a situation. So I believe those are set day one. And I think that really goes for dating, is like off the bat, set the tone of your expectations, because not saying you can't ever change them.
Right.
We hear situations, especially on our Patreon episodes, when people are writing in, they're like,
it's gotten so far deep. It's just,
I don't like when they do this, but honestly, it's been like this all of a relationship. And it's like,
you never set the standard.
Yeah. If you don't like that, you got to say that from day one. So, you know, day 1,000, when you're like, hey, I don't like this, they're not like, whoa, whoa, where did this come from?
You never said that. Right.
It's kind
of standard.
Yeah.
I see this girl on TikTok. I just want to make this point because I feel like there is a middle ground to this. You don't have to be the one who's like, okay, I want you to plan everything and then you're in your feminine, or I plan everything and then I'm in my masculine. There is a middle ground to this. And I saw this TikTok the other day. Her name is Nara Smith. I'm sure you've seen her. She's the cutest, like pregnant, most graceful woman.
She's like a fairy.
She's literally like a fairy. And she made a TikTok about how she told her husband, take me on a date tonight, but you plan it. It was the point that, yes, she still had to tell him, not had to. She still told him that she wanted to be taken out, but there's still an element of surprise because he has to plan it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about them reading your mind and like planning
that standard.
Yeah. And planning every date and like knowing when to take you out and like bringing you flowers every single day. Like, yes, those are things, but to expect that every single day,
mm-hmm.
it's like no one's going to read your mind. So it's also great to, and I do this with my boyfriend. Like, I want to go on a date this weekend.
Yep.
You plan it, but like,
just letting you know.
Yeah. Just letting you know. Yeah. Like, that's a great happy medium to also be a standard.
I think I yearn for that middle ground.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I'm not fully comfortable fully giving up my masculine because I do think it's a part of my foundation.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I only have experience in one or the other.
Right.
And I want to blend.
Yeah.
I
the blend. Medium.
And that's a good example of a blend.
And it's the most like realistic, I feel like sustainable version of a marriage or any like long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be points where you like want to go on a date, but you're not saying you want to go on a date and you're almost expecting him to plan a date, but he's not going to like, he has to know.
Yeah.
They have to know.
You can't read minds.
No.
That's
unrealistic.
Very unrealistic. I feel like that's something you learn more so in adult relationships.
Right.
Like you kind of expect it in like younger relationships, but nobody's going to read your mind. And that's not because they're bad people. They just, you got to communicate.
Yep.
Those standards off the bat, even if it's like, yeah, I like surprises. Throw the bait.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then I feel like at that point, I would hope the person would remember, oh, they said they like surprises.
Right.
And like try and do it,
you know, to
often.
Not often,
but like often enough for it to be like, hey, I acknowledge that this is something you value.
And as far as the surprise, I feel like the middle ground to that would be you asking for a date doesn't take you out of your femininity. If you like throw in there, but surprise me with where we're going.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good middle ground.
Yeah. It's perfect. I gotta try that one.
Yeah.
Should we talk about what we find sexy in people?
Yes. I feel like mine, I kind of touched on it a little earlier, but very masculine, strong men. big man.
I pick things up and I put them down.
at least right now, I feel like it changes, or I guess that means
it's definitely changed with age.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Confidence and someone's energy, that is what makes them sexy to me. I guess I'm somewhat biased right now because my boyfriend is so burly man mm-hmm. to me. And that I obviously find him so sexy. And that is what my lens of sexiness is right now.
Yeah, of course. Also to preface, this is just our opinions.
Oh yeah.
When we've talked about this before, sexiness, beauty, it's so subjective. Mm-hmm. It's purely subjective, actually. It depends what you feel, and finding your match is all that matters. As long as you and your person, I mean, that's what connection is. You right. both agree what sexy is, whether that's intellect, physical, sexy in silence.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different types of sexy. And so this is just ours.
I feel that everything we've said this episode is just purely our perspective.
Maybe that's a no duh preface, but I think it goes bigger. I hope that takes pressure off any of you that feel like you need to be this societal standard of sexy that mm-hmm. You see in movies and music videos and shit like that.
It's so one track.
Exactly.
And that's just not humans are not one track.
No.
And it really is all about exposing yourself with things that you define as sexy.
And attracting the people naturally that
right.
align with that.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Okay, so what do I think is sexy? I love hands and I love smiles. I'm going physical, I guess, for a little bit.
Hands.
Hands and your smile. I love noses. I like big noses a lot. I do like when a man can take initiative. Mm. I think, to our point, that's probably because it takes me out of my power, but I still want them to what word can I use for this? I don't know. Just respect the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
And still put me as a powerful force. I'm not just their arm candy.
Right.
But they're still alpha in their own way.
I think there's a very specific combination of masculine manliness and then being gentle. I feel like if you carry both equally and the gentleness really comes out. Because that also, being gentle with a woman also leans into making me feel even more feminine.
Yep.
So, he's holding his masculine, but he's also empowering me.
That's he's in his masculine.
That's fucking sexy to me.
Exactly. That's the line of toxic masculinity and right. sustainable masculinity is when the guy thinks they can't be soft at all and they just have to
right.
keep up this hard act. We all know those fucking men. That's where I'm you're not going to be less manly because you're not going to compliment those guy's shoes. Cause you, right. you're going to be no, I don't compliment those shoes. I don't fuck with him like that.
It's right.
It's okay, guy. I don't know. Toxic masculinity is often overcompensation, which sending my love to all those people that feel the need to overcompensate. So sad. It is sad and it goes so much deeper. And, we could sit and talk about how shitty it feels to be around those type of people. But I do think about their internal battle as to why they feel the need to be that way.
Right.
They clearly were never in a situation to feel safe enough to
show,
be gentle.
Drop walls and show a little bit of femininity because yeah. every single person has a little bit of both.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all about what side you pull out. And the men who overcompensate clearly feel like they need to only be masculine and femininity doesn't even exist inside of their humanity.
It's so black and white.
Right.
Yeah. There's something sexy about when a man takes initiative and is, I hate using the word alpha because it can be so extreme, but I'm going to use it. Mm-hmm. Alpha in their friend group.
It's the first thing I take note of.
I like the friend in the friend group that's everybody goes to him.
Yep.
For hey bro, where are we going next? Or
yep.
I don't know, for advice. I think it's sexy when a guy is a guy's guy. But not in a toxic way. There's a fine line.
Yeah.
There's still that fine line of with the boys every night. I'm not talking about that guy at all. Just I don't know.
You carry somewhat of a they play a very specific role in their friend group.
Yeah.
my first date with my current boyfriend, we went on our date and then we were like, let's continue the date. Let's go out. And he was like, actually, one of my friends is DJing somewhere. Like, we could go there. Like, I have a couple friends there as well, if you're up to it. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
you get to see right off the bat how this right. friend dynamic is.
Not only does he like want to bring me around his friends,
right.
which is such a cool thing on a first date. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a really fucking good sign.
Yeah.
But also I get to witness you in your natural state. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to front. You're going to be like 100% you. And I just remember being there thinking like seeing everyone he's friends with and like vibing with them and seeing not only that he's friends with just like it wasn't just like a group of guys. Like he had a whole bunch of girlfriends that were there and the way that they welcomed me mm-hmm. felt so like.
That's such a big sign.
Oh,
when you're brought around the friend group for the first time, like. That's already hard in itself.
Right.
But how are your friends going to absorb me? And then maybe this is me overthinking, but like that would, if they don't absorb you well, that would make me think, oh fuck, what's his dating track record? Because are they like, oh, just bring just in another bitch.
One.
Like,
yep.
It makes you think like how they value the people their friends bring around shows the types of people they typically bring around.
Absolutely. Yeah. How they react to me.
Yeah.
It was a huge thing and it was a fucking power move. He
passed the test.
Yeah. And it was definitely noted.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember after that and you saying that maybe having the same conversation, honestly, and just right. being like,
they like,
that's such a good sign.
Cause even like being a woman in a friend group that has like 50-50 women and men.
Yeah. You're talking about our friend group.
Our friend group. Got it. If one of our guy friends brought a girl, like we would obviously be so opening and we gauge that woman based on their past track record.
That's true.
And thinking like being on the other side of it, I just remember thinking like, oh, like this is what it feels like.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good point. We've also seen situations where this is a little bit more of a tangent, but like the girl being brought around doesn't fuck with us.
Right.
And then that shows like, uh-oh, she's territorial. Mm. That's a generalization, but like, have we been proven wrong?
And no.
Because I think we're very welcoming girls.
Yep.
And when like one of our homies brings a new girl around and they're just kind of like,
they don't fuck with us.
I'm like, that's fine. We don't need to be besties.
Right. But there's like, a level of respect.
Yeah. And like, they're immediately like, I don't like you around these girls. And it's like, well, these are our brothers.
Yeah.
Like, don't get it twisted. There's nothing going on here. These are literally our brothers. Yep. So I know that was more of a tangent.
But I get it. I get it.
I know you do.
I guess to wrap this up, feeling sexy doesn't necessarily mean embodying like society's version of what sexy is, like the society definition of sexy. Right. It really is all about like what makes you feel confident and what makes you feel like you could own a room, because that's what's sexy at the end of the day. It's not always physical. It can manifest in different ways. It's not always physical. It's not always intellectual. It really just... what makes you feel comfortable?
That's something that I honestly love about our generation right now, millennial and Gen Z. We really are breaking the stigma of traditional sexiness.
Yes.
Like think about like the 50s, dude.
Insane.
Like if anybody from the 50s is listening to this right now, they're like, what?
Right.
Like sexy was only like Playboy, big boobs, blonde hair, like that. And no, I'm not going to say nobody because there were people, but like the general... population did not break out of those four walls for decades.
Decades. Like even thinking about the 90s
yeah.
and early 2000s, the posters on the wall of, and even fucking burger commercials. Do you remember when burger commercials Carl's Jr., Wendy's, probably all of them had women in bathing suits on sexy cars eating a fucking burger. Like,
I hate America.
It's so unrealistic. It's so fucking American. It's toxic masculinity. Stupid. Like, that's not what's sexy to everyone.
No. Like, to that point, you're right. That's not what's sexy to everyone. And I'm sure even in the 50s, still, like, it wasn't sexy to everybody. But I think our generation is breaking the wall of, like, you can voice what you think is sexy even though it's not the societal standard.
Yes.
That's more so what I'm really grateful for that our generation is doing.
Absolutely.
So lean into that.
Lean into what makes you feel sexy.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. It only matters how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Look good, feel good.
Big time. Look good, feel good.
I just think of...
Ben taught us that.
Yeah. Our friend Ben, great guy. He taught us that in like 2014.
Yeah. At an age where we were so like, how do we feel confident?
We were
how
like
do
19, we feel sexy? 18, yeah. 19, yeah. And he was like, look good, feel good. And yeah. it clicked. And that sticks in my head
mm-hmm.
like nothing before. Like that... I don't know. I don't know why that clicked so much in my head. And you too. I guess you're right. It was the age even, that he said that.
Even like till this day, when we walk out in fire outfits that make us feel good, we say out loud, look good,
look
feel
good.
Look good,
thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben. You really listens? You really taught it. Maybe.
Do you, Ben, if you
are you there?
Are you, raise your hand.
There's some Ben out
all
there.
All Ben. Like, oh, how they was it me? Was it me? I don't remember meeting them.
Did I say that? Oh, everyone's sexy.
Everyone is sexy, honestly.
Everyone's hot. Everyone's sexy in their own way.
That's the thing too. Like I even feel like it'd be a whole other episode listing everything I think is sexy because I think there's yeah. so many versions of sexy.
And like you could put a picture of anyone in front of me and I could
will
be
find
like,
something sexy about
yes,
them.
Yes. That's absolutely. A fun little game.
Oh yeah. There's
this is sexy about them. This is sexy about them.
And that sounds kind of like dehumanizing. We don't mean right. that in like a prowling gross way. I mean that in an no. empowering way.
Yeah,
like even
even energy wise.
Exactly. We were at the restaurant the other night, Zuzu, guys. It's in Hudson Yards.
Ooh.
Such a good, it's like Mediterranean vibe. It's such a good restaurant. Zouzou,
the bartender,
like he had this like natural steeze and literally, and like not even saying like I was gonna like, give him my number, like I was just more so an observation of like this human in front of us, and he wasn't flirting, like he was literally just doing his job, but he walks away and I was like, yo, like the way he even just like gave us the menus, there was something so like
he was
attractive about it.
He was, you could tell, I even said it when you point like brought it up. I was like, it's because he's confident.
He was just like confident.
He
in
knew
what
he was
doing.
Yep.
You had to be there, I guess.
It really is an energy.
It's an energy. I feel like that's even what some people, have you seen that on TikTok when people are like cute, sexy, mm-hmm. ugly, sexy? Like it's just the energy.
They're all just different versions of sexy.
It's not just about what you look like. It rarely is about what you look like, to be completely honest.
Right.
It's just your vibe. So happy Valentine's Day, whatever you're doing. I hope you enjoy it. Whether it's going to be the most romantic day of your year or another day to just spread love yet again, mm-hmm. both are so valid. And yeah, have fun with it.
Have a good week.
Have a good week, you guys.
Love you. We love you.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, will you guys be our Valentine?
Oh, yeah, please.
You technically have one, but like you can have a second one.
Yeah.
And I don't have one unless Liza asked me, but we'll see. will you guys be our Valentine?
Please, you guys are our Valentines.
We didn't even get them like a bear or nothing.
That's okay.
Here, I have some of my iced coffee left.
Yeah,
you guys want
my bubbly. It's red and it has my lipstick on it.
It's like the watered down of the iced coffee where it's like translucent brown.
Looks like lemonade.
Ew, it does.
All right, guys, have a good week. If you guys are listening on Apple Music or Spotify, rate us 5 stars and give us a fun, cute little love review.
Yes, please.
And then if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe and turn on post notifications and comment and like and all of the fun things.
For Patreon, let's keep talking about this. What ways do you feel sexy?
Yep.
Is there any advice you feel like you could give to how you discovered what makes you feel sexy?
Because right.
that's actually something we didn't touch on. It's a lot of trial and error.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta try things to figure it out. It won't necessarily just come to you. And that's just as valid too. That's part of the experience of literally growing up.
Right.
But how did you guys discover it? Do you have any like Valentine's Day horror stories? Do you have any like amazing, perfect fairy tale Valentine's Day stories?
Let's talk about masculinity and femininity too. Like what brings it out of you? What do you feel more comfortable in? Do you toy with both?
Yep.
All the things.
It's going to be a good episode. And as always, if you're not on a Patreon, it's always linked down below, or you can go to patreon.com/advicepodcast.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.